Welcome
into a new episode of the 413 Spin Fit Podcast. This is your host, Lee Crow. As always, it is an honor to bring you guys new content on this platform. Before we get started, I just want to thank some sponsors, some people, and a business who are sponsoring me for my second summer shredding show. Want to thank Pioneer Fit. Pioneer Fit is the company that I order my fitness gear from, especially my lifting belt. They are second to none when it comes to quality, when it comes to attention to detail. It's an amazing company. They're based out of Coleman, Texas. You can go to General Leathercraft or generalleathercrafters.com and use my code 5SMO6Z. That's 5SMO6Z. Get you a discount when you check out. Also, I want to thank a couple more sponsors of mine, Tabitha and Nate Wallenfong, some friends of mine that I've known for a few years now. They have generously decided to be sponsors for me as well. If you are a business owner or an individual and you would be interested in sponsoring me, being a sponsor for this journey back to the summer shredding stage, feel free to reach out to me. I would greatly appreciate that. Any sponsorship that I get, no matter how much it is going to go to cover or to help offset my expenses when it comes to competing. If you would like more information about that, like I said, just send me a message on Facebook or Instagram and I will reach out to you. With that said, if you are new to 413 Spin Fit, welcome in for the first time. If you're a continued listener, thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing the podcast. We're starting to pick our listenership up a little bit. I would love to hit 2,000 listeners on the podcast this year. We are over 1,700 listeners currently. So we're getting there slowly but surely. What I want to talk about, first of all, I want to give you guys an update on where I am with prep. We are 9 weeks out. I did my weekly check-in yesterday, and I am down another pound or so. Body fat percent is actually about 21%, give or take a few percent. I haven't seen the drastic decrease in my weight that I would like to have seen, but I have a feeling it's coming. We just made a change to my nutrition plan this week, and my workout plan changed. I'm picking up, obviously, fasted cardio increase this last week, and starting to get on the elliptical more often, too. So that's going to help as well with my cardio, with burning fat. That's the whole key, burn body fat. But it's coming. 9 weeks out, a lot can change over the next 9 weeks. That's where I am with prep. Like I said, I appreciate your support with that. If you are a sponsor, thank you for sponsoring me. Here's what I want to talk about. The last few weeks, we've been having some amazing sermon series at church. And I want to take from some of our points that we discussed and kind of talk tonight in this episode. Actually, I want to pose a couple of questions. I want you guys to think about this. This is for that person, that individual who has struggled with obesity for so many years, whether it be their entire life, whether it be just a few years, it doesn't really matter. Here's the first question I want to ask. I want to throw out there. And I want you guys to think about this. What if you knew that you needed to lose weight and did nothing about it? Think about that. Let me ask that one more time. What if you knew that you needed to lose weight and you did nothing about it? What would you do? So I got to thinking about that question, and thinking back, probably 7 years ago for me. Prior to that, 2006, I had the pulmonary embolism. I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and my weight ballooned from there. And by 2007, I was pushing 500 plus pounds easily. I remember stepping on the scale at about 485, 490, and that was probably the last time I had stepped on the scale. And a lot of it was because I was depressed. A lot of it was because I lacked confidence to step on the scale occasionally. And two, I had a defeatist mindset. I had a defeated mindset, sorry. I would easily give up if I tried going to the gym. If I tried changing how I was eating and didn't see success, I would give up. So in 2007, I'm back in the hospital. I'm sorry, 2017. I'm back in the hospital with sleep apnea, and it took two crossroad moments in my life. Should have only been the one with the diabetes diagnosis and the pulmonary embolism, but it took a second crossroad moment in my life to me for me for, to happen for me to finally get the clue that something needed to change. Now, what if I had not acted upon that? What if I had not decided to make the change? Plain and simple, I probably wouldn't be here today to record this episode. I probably wouldn't be here today during prep for my second summer shredding show. But it took a friend of mine to look me in the face, look me square in the eyes, and say, "You know what? If you don't make a change, you won't be here to see your two girls graduate from high school. You won't be here to walk your girls down the aisle on their wedding day." And that really hit home. And it wasn't but just a few weeks after that I was back in the hospital dealing with sleep apnea. And during those 6 days in the hospital, I prayed daily for God to restore my health. And I believe to this day that He answered my prayer. Am I where I need to be with my weight? No, I'm not. Right now, anyway. I was in 2019, in 2020. I was headed in that right direction, and then COVID happened. But rather than giving up, I kept pushing, I kept pushing, I kept pushing. Yes, I gained weight back. Yes, it was more than I wanted to gain back. Yes, I was disgusted with myself again. But my mindset just a few years ago was different than it was in 2017. Because leading up to 2017, I gave up easy. I lacked confidence. And I felt oppressed. I felt depressed. But because I made the choice, not on my own, with the help of God, with the help of my family, with the help of my friends, because I made that choice to make the necessary changes in my life to get my weight off and overcome obesity, I'm different today than I was 7 years ago. How so? My mindset's different. Yes, clinically speaking, I'm still considered obese. However, my mind is different. My heart is different. You see, before I had all the passion in the world in my heart and knew that I needed to change, the problem that I had was my mindset was not the same, was different. my mindset was totally opposite of what my heart and my passion was. It took those 6 days in the hospital for the light to finally pop up, come on in my head, to realize that something needed to happen. And that's when the journey began. So what would have happened had I not made the change? Again, I've already said it once. Probably wouldn't be here to talk about it. What if you saw a gym offering an opportunity to someone like you to start that journey to live a healthy life? Would you take that opportunity? I know one thing. Before 2017, I probably wouldn't have taken that opportunity. You want to know why? Because I made all the excuses in the world not to. I was too heavy. I didn't have the money financially where I could afford it. So on and so forth. But you know what I did? I'll tell you what I did. I shifted how I was spending my money. Instead of spending my money on fast food and on junk, I shifted that money to healthy food, supplements. At the time, I was really heavily into Advocare, my daily vitamins, my proteins, my Spark, my Rehydrate, so on and so forth. I still dabble in Advocare. I'm not heavy into it as I used to be, but I still use some of the products. And of course, right now during prep, my prep consists of nothing but whole foods, no protein powders, no supplements other than my daily vitamins. But today, because my mindset's different, if there was a gym, I'll use my gym, Iron Muscle and Fitness, for example. If Iron Muscle and Fitness offered a program at no cost to the members to be part of a weight loss transformation journey program, I would jump at that in a heartbeat today. It's kind of like competing in summer training. When my coach made that suggestion last year, she saw something in me because she saw my weight coming off. She saw my body physically changing. She saw my attitude changing. Did I have the outcome at summer training last year that I would have loved to have had? No, I didn't. Which lit a fire in me to want to go back and do it again this year. Will I do it again after this year? I don't know. Long term, I would love to be able to compete in men's physique, but I've got other ways to get there. So for the time being, my focus is on getting my weight off, competing in summer shredding, achieving my goal of finishing the journey that I started 7 years ago. And what is that journey? What is that goal? That goal is simply this. When I weighed 250 pounds in 220 in 2020, 2019, 2020, I had a goal to drop another 20, 25, probably 30 pounds to get down to about 220. I really firmly believe if I can get to 220 that, you know, I might be able to maintain that for a long, long time. The way I'm going about doing it this time compared to before, I firmly believe that I'm going to be able to maintain that weight, sustain that long term, because I'm building muscle, I'm losing body fat. And the more I can build muscle, I'm building muscle to bulk, but the more I can build muscle, improve my muscle mass, the greater I believe my chances are of having long-term sustainability with my weight loss and keeping it off. But for the time being, I'm sticking to a process and I'm executing the plan that my coach has placed before me. So again, I ask you to think about those two questions. What if you knew that you needed to lose weight and you did nothing about it? What if you saw a gym offering an opportunity for someone like you to start your journey to live a healthy life? How would you answer those questions? If you're someone who is struggling with obesity and has for your entire life, how would you answer those questions? Guys, I'm going to leave you there with that. As always, thank you for listening to the 413 Spin Fit podcast. Remember, you can catch the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, just to name a few. Remember, press that bell. That way you're notified when new content drops. Leave comments, share the link. Please, 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 let's continue to grow this podcast. You guys be blessed. Have a great week this week.
Welcome.